But Lord, we praise you and we ask for your Spirit to teach us.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们有这个时间，我们一起赞美你，奉耶稣的名，阿们。
So, I'm speaking today about the Tale of Two Cities, Revelation 17:1-4, but taking it in the larger context of the Book of Revelation, so that we see that there's a contrast here between this city Babylon and another city in the Book of Revelation.
今天呢我们要看的就是这个启示录十七章前面的四节给它一个题目呢就是双城记但是呢我们会看它更广的这个所谓上下文或者它的情境。Please.
Revelation 17:1 and Revelation 21:9.
当我们看这个十七章一节还有十九章的时候二十一章的时候。
In both cases, John is told, come here, and I will show you.
两次呢约翰都是说你过来我要你看我的听。
In 17:1, he's told, come here, and I will show you Babylon the prostitute on the beast.
所以这个十七章他就说你来我就要让你看这个兽还有这个大淫妇。
In 21:9, he's told, come here and I will show you New Jerusalem, the bride of the Lamb.
二十一章第九节他说你来我让你看新耶路撒冷。
Ancient literature often would compare parallel figures.
在早期的这些写作通常他们会来比较不同的图画或者说写作。
Here we see a contrast between two cities.
这边呢我们看到两个城市的一个对比。
Babylon and the New Jerusalem.
也就是巴比伦还有新的耶路撒冷。
Babylon is...depicted as a prostitute.
这边形容巴比伦好像这个大淫妇。
The New Jerusalem is portrayed as a bride.
另外呢，这个新的耶路撒冷它有另外一个形容。
The prostitute is associated with temporary gratification.
当然这边讲到大淫妇就描述到一个暂时的这个世界的一个事情。
But those who have faith to wait to be the bride will not settle for being part of the prostitute.
但是呢那个有信心等候主的他是被形容为一个新妇。
In chapter 17,John is carried away in the spirit into the wilderness.
所以在十七章的时候，这个圣灵呢，把约翰呢带到这个旷野。
In 21:10, he's carried away in the spirit to a high mountain.
但是在二十一章，圣灵带领他到一个高山上。
In 17:4,
在十七章四节
，Babylon is covered with gold.
这个巴比伦是用金把它包裹起来。
But in 21:18, the New Jerusalem is a city of gold.
但是在二十一章，新耶路撒冷本身就是金造的。
In 21:21, her streets are of gold.
所以那个新耶路撒冷的这个街道都是黄金的。
In 17:4 and 18:16.
还有在十七章第四节
，Babylon is covered with precious stones。
巴比伦虽然那边也有很多的宝石
，But in 21:11，
但是在二十一章十一节
，The whole city shines like a precious stone。
是整个新耶路撒冷它发光，好像这个亮晶晶的这些宝石。
And in 21:19-20.
所以在21章21节还有19节。
The New Jerusalem's foundation stones were precious stones.
新耶路撒冷它的根基的这些宝都也都是宝石。
In 17:4,
在17章第4节
Babylon is covered with pearls.
这个巴比伦也是蛮有这个很多的珍珠。
But in 21:21,
那在21章21节
The New Jerusalem's gates are pearls.
这个新耶路撒冷的这个大门是也都是用珍珠做的。
In 17:18,
在17章18节
Babylon is called the great city.
巴比伦是被称为大的城市。
But in 21:16,
但在21章16节
The New Jerusalem is about 2,000 kilometers by 2,000 kilometers, 1,000 kilometers.
这个新耶路撒冷呢，它的被形容呢是有2000公里乘2000公里乘2000公里。
Babylon is not worth even being compared with the New Jerusalem.
所以这个巴比伦不能够跟新耶路撒冷来相比。
And this fits something that runs throughout this section of the Book of Revelation.
所以这个跟这个整个的启示录非常的配合。
The devil's work is just at best a cheap imitation of the real.
也就是说我们看到撒旦和他的仆役他们的工作只能够是模仿那个真实的。
The prostitute here is a cheap imitation.
所以这边所形容的这个淫妇只不过是一个非常低等的一个模仿品，应品。
You're all familiar with things that are fake, right?
我相信我们都很熟悉有很多的赝品。赝品。
Well, in 17:10,
所以在17章的第10节,
it speaks of the evil king is the one who was and is not and is to come.
就讲到那个王本来有的但是已经不是了。
At best, that's a parody on the true and the living God who was, who is, and who is to come.
所以跟我们所敬拜的这个神很不一样，他过去、现在、将来都还是存在的。
It speaks of this king in chapters 13 and 17 as being revived after death.
这边呢十三章有讲到一个王他死了又活过来。
But it can't compare with the true resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
但是不能够跟我们真正从死里复活的主耶稣基督来相比。
The beast in chapter 13 and verse 11.
十三章十一节那边所说的这个大兽。
Is said to have horns like a lamb.
它有这个角，好像羊的角。
It pretends to be a lamb, but it speaks like a dragon.
它的就装作好像是一头的羊，但它讲话是像龙一样。
And just as Jesus in the Gospels and his followers in Acts and Revelation, or some of his followers, performed signs.
就像在福音书还有在使徒行传里面也有一些跟随耶稣的人也有做一些的神迹启示。
There are also evil signs or fake signs through the beast.
也有一些呢就是跟这边所说的假的这些这个神迹一样。
In chapter 13, verses 13 and 14,
所以在13章13-14节
Some would also compare here the mark of the beast in chapter 13.
所以在十三章那边有讲到有这个受的印记的人。
There are, well, actually, I mentioned earlier in the earlier session about the arguments for the new Nero with the mark of the beast.
刚才我们在这个讲座的时候，我们有提到当时罗马的这个皇帝 Nero 这个皇帝。
But another possibility which could be complementary to that.
但是另外一个可能的看法可以跟它相符的。
Was mentioned by the church father Irenaeus in the late second century.
也就是在第二世纪埃瑞纽他所说的。
Seven being the perfect number of God.
七是上帝完全的一个数目。
666 is trying to reach that number, but always falling short.
这个666就是想要达到这个七这个完全的数目，但是永远达不到。
666 is also a doubly triangular number.
666呢也可以看成好像是一个三角形式的一个数目。
Which contrasts with the New Jerusalem, which is shaped like a cube.
但是我们看到这个新的耶路撒冷，它是一个立体的正方形立体的。
So we see the devil trying to imitate what God does, but always falling short.
所以呢，我们就看到魔鬼他一直要这个仿效这个上帝呢，但是永远呢是不会达到的。
In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 4.
所以在17章第四节。
The prostitute is clothed with purple and scarlet.
我们就看到这个淫妇她穿得非常的漂亮。
Now this identifies her as a special kind of prostitute.
当然这边的形容呢，她是一个很特别的一个这个淫妇。
Throughout the Roman Empire, the vast majority of prostitutes were slaves.
在当时的罗马帝国里面，大部分的这一些妓女还是淫妇都是这个奴隶。
People often threw babies out, discarded babies.
通常呢会把他们的婴孩都抛弃。
And many of the girl babies were raised as slave prostitutes.
所以很多这些女性的妻婴呢他们被抚养，后面呢就是去做妓女或者这些淫妇。
But the prostitutes like this one that wore purple.
但这里所形容的这个淫妇或者这个妓女呢，她穿的是紫色和朱红色的衣服。
Were not slave prostitutes, they were wealthy prostitutes.
所以这些不是那些贫穷的妓女，而是非常有钱的或者富裕的这个妓女。
Purple was very expensive and was therefore a status symbol.
当时所谓紫色布，这是非常高尚的，所以是高层的人他们所穿的。
They would take the murex shellfish from near the city of Tyre.
所以是从Tyre 这个城市进口的。
And they would squeeze the juice out of it.
所以是用一种的东西把它的汁把它压出来。
And it would take thousands of these shellfish to produce enough purple dye to dye a garment.
这个颜色的材料呢，其实是从一些这种贝壳的一些东西呢，把它的汁挤出来，所以要需要很多很多才能够制成这样的紫色布。
These garments, they smell very bad.
这些如果你要闻起来是很臭的。
This is what you will expect if you squeeze a lot of shellfish gunk onto your clothes.
我们可以想象，如果我们很多这个海鲜呢，然后把它纸放在我们的衣服上，一定很臭，对吗？很腥的味道啊。
But it was a status symbol, so people wore it anyway.
但是他们穿的却是这种的紫色布。
We can think of the wealth of Babylon that the context goes on to speak about.
这边我们可以想象，在这个上下文里面给我们看到的巴比伦，它应该是非常富裕的。
In chapter 18, verses 12 and 13,
在十八章的那边也有形容。
It speaks of cargoes of gold, precious stones, and pearls.
那边呢就有讲到大量的这些金器还是这些珍珠运到他们那个地方。
The gold, the precious stones, and pearls were luxury goods.
这些黄金、这些首饰都是非常奢华的东西。
But they especially came from oppressing other peoples.
但是呢，这个可以给人家对你有另眼相看。
So the gold and the silver was taken mostly from mines in Spain.
当时的这些黄金都是从西班牙那边运过来的。
These mines were worked by slaves who usually died very young.
这些在金矿做工的人通常是很年轻，并且呢，他们很劳力，所以很早就过世了。
The Roman Empire imported pearls from India.
罗马帝国他们也从印度入进口这些珍珠。
Where divers had to risk their lives to get these pearls.
我们也知道这些要拿到这些珍珠，很多人他们就要潜水很多人甚至于在这个珍珠的时候就牺牲他们的生命了。
Rome wanted shippers or ship owners to bring grain from Egypt and North Africa to Rome.
另外一方面呢，我们也看到罗马帝国他们也从埃及进口很多的这些食物。
They wanted them to bring this even in winter when sailing was very dangerous.
甚至于呢是在冬天，虽然航海很危险的时候，还是要把这些粮送进来。
But they were willing to pay so much that the ship owners.were willing to risk it very often.
他们出高价让他们做这个运输的事情，所以甚至于这些船主他们也愿意这样去做。
But the sailors on these ships had no say.
而这些水手他们不能够说什么。
Most of the sailors were either slaves.Or were so poor that it was the only way they could survive.
所以这些水手原来也都是奴隶，或者说非常贫穷的人，他们只好这样工作。
Hundreds of ships were wrecked in the sea.
所以我们就发现有很多的船就沉了。
Rome imported something like 400,000 tons of wheat every year.
所以每一年呢罗马政府有大概进口40万吨的这些麦子
This wheat was given free to the populace of Rome.
这些食品呢是免费给罗马的公民。
But it was taken in heavy taxes.From the people of Egypt to raise the wheat.
但是呢，是在埃及那个地方，他们用很高的税然后呢就是说才有这些食品可以运到这个罗马。意思说，这个罗马人他们享受的其实是别人所付出的。
So much of it was taken.That the people of Egypt were impoverished in this period.
所以埃及自己的人就没东西吃，而罗马人呢，他们是白白的享受。
The child mortality rate in Egypt, some have estimated it as 50%.
所以我们可以说在埃及很多的这些小孩子可能他们很早就夭折了。
Now, the problem was not that they imported things and the problem was not their wealth.
所以他们的问题不是说他们很富裕，也不是因为他们进口很多的东西。
The problem was that they were exploiting other peoples that they had conquered.
而是说他们去欺压那些他们所统治的人。
The climax of the list in chapter 18, verses 12 and 13.
我们看到第十八章十二节十三节的那个高峰
mentions the bodies and souls of people
就有讲到人的身体和他们的灵魂
Rome's slave trade
也就是指到这个所谓奴隶的贩卖
Again, many of these slaves were the babies that had been thrown out in the trash heaps
也在这些贩卖的当中也就很多就是刚才我们所提到的这些弃婴
God cares about injustice
上帝也是关注所谓公义和公正的
And in the final paragraph of chapter 18
所以在十八章的最后一段
In 18:20 and 24
在十八章二十二十一节
He speaks of the blood of the righteous
他就有提到这些义人的血
That's why in chapter 17 he describes Babylon as being drunk with the blood of the saints
所以呢在十七章他会形容他们这个大巴比伦呢是这个喝醉了这些信徒的血
God would especially judge Babylon because of persecuting his people.
所以上帝呢会特别审判这个巴比伦，因为他逼迫了神的子民。
And of course, today there are many cultures and many people who act in the spirit of Babylon.
当然，今天这世界我们也看到很多的文化或者国家，他们所做的就像当时的巴比伦所做的。
In 17:4,
在十七章第四节
he speaks of the beast with seven heads and ten horns.
这边讲到这个兽有七个头十个角
That is, this beast looks like the dragon.
也就是说这个兽呢就像龙一样
Back in 12:3, the dragon had seven heads and ten horns.
在十二章三节那边那个古龙它就是有这个七个头十个角。
This beast looks like its father.
这个兽就像它的父亲一样。
Now, again, seated on the beast is this rich prostitute.
但是跟这个兽一起坐在一起的就是这个淫妇。
In ads in the Roman Empire, advertisements in the Roman Empire.
当我们提到这个罗马帝国的时候
，They charged higher prices for the prostitutes who were considered more beautiful.
所以这些比较漂亮的这些这个妓女呢，他们的。收的这个费用也比较高。
Well, look at this supposedly beautiful prostitute.
所以当我们说看到这些漂亮的妓女的时候
Seated on a beast with seven heads and ten horns.
而他们是跟这个兽有七个头七只脚的兽坐在一起。
Some people may think evil looks lovely.
有的人可能认为这些恶呢，恶的东西看起来好像很好看。
But ultimately, it is far from that.
但是其实原则上并不是那么美的事情。
So we should live not for the Babylon of this age.
所以我们现今生活不要像当时这边所描述的巴比伦这样的一种的生活。
But for the promise of the New Jerusalem to come.
而我们是期盼那个将要来的新的耶路撒冷。
Now, what was the Babylon of John's day?
所以在约翰的时代的巴比伦是什么呢？
Rome fulfilled this role in John's day.
应该我们可以说罗马就是扮演这个角色。
It's Babylon is said to be the city on seven hills or seven mountains.
我们通常说罗马就是建立在七个山丘的城市。
In chapter 17, verse 9.
在十七章第九节。
And this was a common title for Rome in John's day.
在约翰的时代，通常也就是用这个名称。
In chapter 17 and verse 18.
在十七章第十八节。
It said that Babylon rules over the kings of the earth.
这个巴比伦它是统治天下的各个国家。
Seven cities in Asia Minor were part of the Roman Empire.
当时这个小亚细亚也是属于这个罗马的帝国。
And in the Roman Empire, the propaganda was that Rome ruled over the kings of the earth.
所以呢，罗马帝国它会自称它就是统治万国的。
Rome was a mercantile empire that controlled trade on the seas.
当时的罗马帝国它也控制这个所有的这些贸易。
Fitting the description in Revelation 18.
就很适合这个在十八章所描述的。
The imports that we mentioned earlier.
刚才我们有提到他们进口的这些东西。
These were the kind of imports that we know were imported into Rome in the first century.
也就是在第一世纪这个罗马帝国他们所进口的这些货物。
The book of Daniel spoke of four empires.
但以理书有提到四个帝国。
From Babylon to Rome.
就从巴比伦一直到罗马帝国。
So Jewish people considered Rome to be a new Babylon.
所以这些犹太人呢，他们就看罗马帝国就是那个新的巴比伦。
Because Rome had destroyed the temple and exiled God's people, just like Babylon.
就像当时的巴比伦帝国一样，这个罗马呢也是毁坏了他们的圣殿，也把这个犹太人呢就放逐到其他的国家。
But the spirit of Babylon outlived Rome.
但是呢，这个巴比伦他所做的也许超过这个罗马帝国。
Daniel chapter 7 speaks of four beasts.
但以理书那边讲到四个兽。
So you had four different beasts, and then one like the Son of Man.
所以有四只兽，然后有一个像人子的。
And John's contemporaries identified the fourth beast with Rome.
约翰的时代，他们就看这个第四只兽就是罗马帝国。
But Revelation 13 blends all four beasts.
但是呢，我们看到这个启示录十三章。这四个兽的这个属性呢都在一个兽的身上。
So Revelation is thinking not only of Rome, but of evil empire in general.
所以呢这边不只是指到罗马帝国，而是所有的这些邪恶的这些国家。
Well, Sometimes we look at the world around us, we see the tragedy, we see the evil that is done.
当我们这个看整个世界的时候，通常就看到很多的罪恶充满。
We get discouraged.
I'm sorry, you said, can you repeat that?
When we see the evil around and the evil empires, we can get discouraged.
当我们看到这些罪恶的时候，很多时候我们会灰心。
But Revelation promises us that God triumphs.
但是启示录应许我们，上帝是得胜的。
17:1 speaks of the judgment on the great prostitute.
所以17章第一节就讲到对这个大淫妇的审判。
And the following section in chapters 18 and 19.
接下来的两段就是18章19章。
There's a section that opens with a funeral dirge sung over Babylon, chapter 18, verse 2.
其实呢，就很像一个丧礼的一个哀歌。
And it closes with the marriage of the Lamb now being ready in chapter 19, verses 7 through 9.
在19章结束的时候，却是这个所谓羔羊的婚宴。
In chapter 18, the kings and the merchants mourn the fall of Babylon.
所以十八章又形容那些各个帝国的崛起。
But in chapter 19, heaven celebrates.
但是十九章是天上的庆祝。
There's a contrast here between Babylon and the New Jerusalem again.
所以呢，我们再次看到巴比伦跟这个新耶路撒冷的一个对比。
At the end of chapter 13.
所以在十三章结束的时候
，the followers of the beast receive the name of the beast on their foreheads.
也就是有这个。名字记在这个兽的这个额头上面。
But in the very next verse,
但是就在接下来的一节
，in chapter 14 and verse 1,
在接下来的一章第一节
，the New Jerusalemites have the name of the Lamb on their foreheads.
而是说到这个有。羔羊的印记在人的额头上面。
The New Jerusalemites have the promise of the New Jerusalem forever and ever.
所以这个应许就是给这个一直存有到永远的新耶路撒冷。
But the other mentions of those who've taken the mark are all judgment.
但是那些有受印记的人，他们都要接受审判。
And so, Revelation makes a contrast between the beast and the lamb.
所以在启示录里面，我们就看到兽和羔羊的对比。
Between Babylon and the New Jerusalem.
巴比伦和新耶路撒冷的对比。
Between the prostitute and the bride.
这个淫妇和新妇的对比。
Between the values of this age and the promise of the age to come.
这个世界的价值观和将来的新耶路撒冷的这个世界的价值观。
In the description of the New Jerusalem.
当我们看到新耶路撒冷的描述的时候
，He speaks of the city being made of gold.
这个是用金建造的城市。
And precious stones for the foundations.
它的根基也都是宝石。
He says, I saw no temple there.
那边没有看到圣殿。
Well, how could there be no temple?
没有这个圣殿。
Ancient cities always had temples.
啊，因为也许这个城市本身就是那个殿。
But there's no need for a temple in the New Jerusalem.
在新的耶路撒冷就不需要有一个圣殿。
Because it says God Himself dwells there.
因为是神本身就住在其中。
The entire city is like the Holy of Holies.
啊，这整个的新耶路撒冷就是啊圣至圣所了。
It's the same length and in breadth and height.
所以它的这个长啊，这个三个啊，这个角度呢都是一样的长。
It's shaped like a cube.
也就是刚才我们所说的，就一个立体的这个叫什么？正方形啊，正方形。
Just like the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament.
啊，就像在旧约里面的这个至圣所也是这样的。
No need for a temple in the New Jerusalem.
所以在新耶路撒冷就不需要有一个所谓的圣殿。
Because the entire city is like the Holy of Holies.
因为它整个城市就是至圣所。
We will dwell in the presence of God without distraction forever and ever.
啊，永永远远，我们就是住在神的面前啊，没有任何东西搅扰我们。
In the New Jerusalem, John says in 21:23.
在21章23节，约翰描述这个新耶路撒冷，他说
There will be no sun or moon.
啊，也没有太阳，也没有月亮。
Because as Isaiah 60 says,
啊，就像以赛亚书第60章所说的
God would be their glory.
因为上帝就是他们的荣耀。
And they would need no sun or moon because his light would be on them.
啊，我们没有需要太阳跟月亮的光，因为它就是我们的光。
Revelation applies this to God and the Lamb in the New Jerusalem.
啊，在启示录也把这个光啊，引用在这个神和这个啊羔羊的身上。
In chapter 22, we read of a river flowing from God's throne.
22章我们又看到有一道河就经过这个上帝的宝座。
Just like Ezekiel 47 speaks of the water flowing from Zion, from the temple.
就像以西结书47章那边有这个水从那边经过。
Ezekiel spoke of trees growing on either side of this river flowing from God's temple.
以西结书就描述树木都长在这道溪水的两边。
Revelation speaks of this as the tree of life.
启示录讲到这个树就是生命的树。
The river and the tree of life and the promise in 22:3 of no more curse.
所以在21章所描述的这道河和有还有这个生命之树，那个时候就没有咒诅了。
All point back to a restoration of paradise.
也就是其实就提到这个伊甸园的回复。
Revelation says that there his servants will serve him.
其实说在那里他的仆役都要来侍奉他。
We will see God's face.
我们就要看到神的眼光。
And we will reign with him forever and ever.
我们要永永远远的跟上帝来掌权。
If we have faith to trust God's promise.
如果我们有信心来信靠上帝给我们的应许。
We can live in light of eternity.
我们今天活着是向着永恒这个角度来生活。
Resisting the temptations of this world.
我们拒绝这个世界的引诱。
Because Babylon has nothing to compare with the New Jerusalem.
因为巴比伦没有办法能够跟新耶路撒冷来相比。
Jesus says at the end of Revelation, "Behold, I am coming soon."
耶稣在启示录说，看啊，我快来了。
And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come, Lord Jesus."
这个灵和心腹都说，主啊，你来。
May we who long for the New Jerusalem.
但愿我们也都是渴望这个新的耶路撒冷。
May we also say, "Come, Lord Jesus."
但愿我们也都一起说，主啊，我愿你来。
Amen.
Amen.